Will the tariffs that U.S. President Donald Trump is expected to announce Saturday include oil and natural gas? Will tariffs on BC softwood lumber exports be additive to existing duties of 14.5%? While no one can guess what Trump will do, one thing is certain: -$1 trillion worth of trade between Canada and the U.S. could be in for some serious disruption if there is a trade war. The Trump White says tariffs against Canada and Mexico will go into effect February 1st. And the Canadian government has been gearing up to respond with retaliatory tariffs, all of which would lead to serious disruptions in trade for both sides. According to a new trade tracker launched by the Canadian Chamber of Commerce, Canada and the U.S. does $3.6 billion worth of bilateral trade every day. It estimates the per-person impact of that bilateral trade at $1,900 in Canada and $1,872 in the U.S. Some provinces are more exposed than others. BC's exports market is a bit more diversified than Alberta's or Ontario's. According to the BC government, the U.S. accounts for 57% of BC's export market, whereas the U.S. makes up 89% of Alberta's exports and 83% of Ontario's. Even so, BC does $54.8 billion worth of bilateral trade with the U.S. annually, according to the trade tracker. The top five exports from BC to the U.S. total $20.8 billion in value, while the top five imports from the U.S. is valued at $16 billion. It estimates 6,491 BC companies export goods and services to the U.S., with Washington State being BC's largest U.S. trade partner. Bilateral trade between Alberta and the U.S. is $188 billion, $447 billion between Ontario and the U.S., and $121 billion between Quebec and the U.S. The trade tracker notes that, in the highly integrated automotive trade sector, auto parts from Canada cross the U.S. border 8 times before final assembly. N. Bennett at biv.com, twitter.com/nbennett_biv.